do not resuscitate. In a hospital, that means staff are not supposed to take life-saving efforts if a patient stops breathing. Doctors put that order into a patient's chart at the request of the patient, but these DNR orders can lead to unintended consequences, including withholding treatment before death. As Lisa Gillespie from WFPL in Louisville reports, the misunderstanding is common in hospitals in Kentucky and around the country.
For Kathy Roden-Gogan, her first-hand experience with Do Not Resuscitate or DNR orders came last year, 2 days after her father was admitted to the hospital with abdominal pain.
I was asleep. We had left the hospital about 9 the night before. So a little after 5, close to 5:30, my cell phone rang.
It was a nurse who told Roden-Gogan her father's heart rate was dropping.
So I asked her, has he been moved to ICU? And she said that he had a DNR, so they couldn't move him to ICU.
13 minutes later, before she could get to the hospital, Robert Roden's heart stopped.
It was terrible to have no goodbye.
Roden had a DNR, according to public records obtained from the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services. But his medical records show he had also requested some other treatment, like drugs that work to increase heart rate and a machine that works to restore breathing. Records show he didn't get that treatment before he died. And according to experts, confusion among hospital workers about what a DNR order actually means isn't uncommon. Sarah Rosenthal is the chair of the Ethics Committee at the University of Kentucky Hospital.
DNR stands for Do Not Resuscitate, and is what we call a code status order that refers to whether we attempt to perform CPR or cardiopulmonary resuscitation in the event that a patient's heart stops. DNR does not mean do not treat.
DNR orders apply only when a patient's heart stops. If the patient has a DNR, they've made it known they don't want CPR to restart their heart. But studies have shown that DNR orders often wrongly affect the care patients receive before they die, too. Hospital staff either think a DNR order means they shouldn't give a patient treatment before death, or they assume a patient doesn't want treatment. Maxwell Virgo is a doctor at the Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center in New Hampshire. He says hospital staff misunderstanding DNR orders is a nationwide issue.
We've done surveys here that show that a DNR patient, everyone likes to extrapolate that out to before you're found dead, if you're DNR, they tend not to do other stuff because they kind of think that you're someone who wants less rather than more.
A 2014 study from Oregon Health and Science University found DNR orders were associated with a decrease in certain critical hospital treatments in California hospitals. Virgo says the problem often boils down to how a doctor interprets the patient's wishes, laid out in an electronic health record called the code status orders.
People use the code status order as like a catch-all for goals of care. You know, like, tell me all the life support you do and don't want, no matter whether your heart's beating or not. Those two patient groups are different, people who have died and people who are getting sicker.
To try to cut through the confusion, several states, including Kentucky, have adopted a new document to try to make that patient's desires clearer. The Medical Orders for Scope of Treatment, or MOST form, sets out whether a patient wants a DNR order if their heart stops. Then it moves on to describe what treatment the patient wants if they still have a pulse and are breathing. But Sarah Rosenthal says not all hospitals in Kentucky are using the form.
It's a relatively new form, and it just requires more education. Basically, we need to just educate healthcare providers on the purpose of the form and the limitations of the form and how to use them.
Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center is doing something about the confusion among their staff. Maxwell Virgo says they're making it a little easier to integrate their version of the MOST form into their electronic medical record.
So I think our fix might, for right now, be a code status button that you can click and see, but that it'll have those two different categories in it, and that the providers will be trained to look at the patient and figure out which category they fit in.
That more clear-cut coding system might have helped Kathy Roden-Gogan's dad. Meanwhile, she says she's going to the state capitol to push for a more uniform way of displaying patients' DNR codes and desired treatment. And she recently did a video version of the MOST form with her own doctor, with the hope that if she's ever in the position her father was, her wishes will be more clear to hospital staff. For Here and Now, I'm Lisa Gillespie.